Praise the Lord. Message number 193. The title of the message, Suffering, Part 15. And we will speak here about humbling down before the Lord. And we will go to the book of Genesis, chapter 32. And we will speak about Jacob and how he humbled himself before the Lord, and how he prayed when he is about to face his brother Esau, who wanted to kill him. There was an issue between them, an old story, as we know that Jacob have taken the birthright of Esau, and Esau has in his heart some grudges against Jacob. Now, after 20 years, when Jacob came back from Haran, he knew that he needed to meet his brother. He was so afraid, and we will see how he prayed to the Lord and how he humbled himself before God. We read book of Genesis chapter 32, and we will read it from verse to 12 now, and later we will continue reading it as we continue the message. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's host." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, "Thus shall ye speak unto my lord Esau, the servant Jacob, thy servant Jacob saith, Thus I have sojourned with Laban and stayed there until now, and I have oxen and asses, flocks, and men servant and woman servants, and I have sent to tell my lord that I may find grace in thy sight." And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him." Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that was with him, and the flocks, and the herds, and the camels into two bands, and said, "If Esau come to one company and smite it, then the other company which is left shall escape." And Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which says unto me, Return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant, for with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. And thou sayest, I will surely do thee good, and make thy seed as the sea, as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered by multitude." Oh God, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We come before the name of Jesus, Lord. Anoint my lips. Anoint this message that you sent to your church. Let be an encouragement to us, a way of life, a deliverance for those among us who have a problem and difficulties, for the church as we are facing struggles and challenges and fight and people who may oppose your work and your will and your blessing to your servant. I pray, O God, that you will apply your word in our lives so that we'll have victory and assurance, O Lord, in the days to come. We thank and we praise you, Lord. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We find here that Jacob was sending his servant ahead of him to greet Esau and to tell him that he's coming back and he wants to meet him. But the servant came back and they told him that your brother is coming to meet you with 400 men and he's coming for war. And here Jacob is in trouble. And we have here a good example for us when we are in trouble. You know, we need to go to God. We need to seek the Lord. We need to come to Him. Time of fear should be time of prayer. Whatever frightening us should drive us to our knees, to our God. Jacob had lately, as we have read, seen the angels of the Lord. But in his distress, he prayed to God, not to angels. He knew that not the angels. Jacob knew that the angels, they are the fellow servants, and he need to pray to God. We need to pray to the Lord. If you are facing difficulties or hardship, no one can help you, no angels, no people, but only the Lord Himself. As we know that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous, they run and they are safe. This prayer of Jacob on this occasion was very important, because here we found that in this chapter, as we will read later on, that Jacob, his name was changed to the name Israel. The meaning of Israel is that God prevails. Jacob prevails not only with God but with men, and he won, and he became a prince with God and the father of the praying remnant who are called the seed of Jacob. We are the seed of Jacob. And we are the praying remnant. We pray in facing threats and troubles and hardship. We pray as Jacob prayed. And we will get delivered as Jacob got delivered from all his fears and all his enemies. What are the things that is extraordinary in this prayer? The prayer of Jacob is simple, and he has a simple request. He has one request. Deliver me, that we can read in verse 11. Lord, deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children. There was no man beside him. When he prayed this prayer, there were no people with him. Yet he believed with the power of God, and that God could rescue him as a lamb to be rescued from the jaws of a strong lion. We need to be truthful in our prayer. We need to have faith. We need to be praying to God earnestly, mentioning to Him our difficulties. And we must understand when people aim to attack us, to destroy us, It is for our comfort that we have a Father to whom we can pray and we receive from Him deliverance. The prayers and the prayer that Jacob offered to God was powerful. Jacob offered up his request with great faith, with a fervent, with an earnest, with an emergency, speaking to God, deliver me, I pray thee. Just let us imagine how earnest when he was begging God, when he hear that his brother coming up out to him with a 400 men. Same, you pray earnestly, deliver me, I pray thee, O Lord, whatever distress or problem you have right now, in the name of Jesus, you must know that the Lord is with you and He will deliver you. Cry out to God with faith. Your prayer will bring a difference, and you will find that the Lord is intervening in your life and will bring you smoothly to the next level of faith, to the next stage of life and ministry. How Jacob addressed himself to the Lord, we can read in verse 9. Jacob said to God, O God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac. Jacob was humble, self-denying before the Lord. He did not say to him, you are my God, that I save you, and now you have to save me, and now you have to rescue me. But he pleaded with the God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac. He was telling to God that I am unworthy. He was humble before God, and he denied himself before the Lord, and that's where the suffering. When we are willing to be humiliated and to self-deny ourselves before the Lord, we can see that the Lord is going to work for our life. Jacob, he did not call God his own God, but a God in covenant with his ancestors. And then he mentioned to the Lord, but he mentioned to him also in verse 9, the Lord which say this unto me, return unto thy country, unto thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. You know what he mentioned here, Jacob, and he said to the Lord that he did not rashly leave his place with Laban, and nor he took the decision for his journey to go back with his wives and children in a foolish decision, but in obedience to God's command. God told him, you go back now, and he went. You know, we may be going where God is calling us. You may be moving where God is calling you to move. And yet, in your way, you may find difficulties and hardship. But if we have taken the Lord as our guide, then He will be our guard. If you have hear the Lord speaking to you to move, and you have taken Him as your guide in your journey, then in a trouble or hardship that you face today, be sure that He is your guard. Jacob humbly acknowledged his own unworthiness to receive any favor from the Lord. And that's where here humility before God is very important. In verse 10, Jacob said to the Lord, I am not worthy of the least of all mercies and of all the truth, which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I pass over the Jordan, and now I am become two bands. Some they may think that Jacob should say to the Lord and pleaded with him that what he has is that his hard work and his labor and his honest work, and Lord, now you must fight for me because I worked very hard and I did my best, and you know how much I am working and how much I was toiling. No, instead he pleaded with the Lord, I am not worthy of it. You must know that self-denial and self-abasement will bring to us and will bring us to the throne of Christ. You know, Christ never commended any of his petitioners so much as those who humble themselves before him. You know, in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 8, the centurion, when his servant was sick, what he said to the Lord, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. And we know that the Lord commanded him, and he was happy to hear the centurion speak in this way, and his servant was healed. When we humble ourselves before the Lord, you know, the Lord will do more what we think or imagine. Humility, and that's where the suffering, when we are willing to be humiliated, when we are willing to show our unworthiness toward all the mercies of God, there will be deliverance for us, answer prayer, healing, and deliverance from the enemies. And we have another example when the Lord also commend on the faith of the woman who came to him, and were not treated well by the disciple. Even the Lord told her, I had come to the sheep of Israel, and it is not right, I will give their bread, I will toss their bread to dogs. When the Lord spoke to her this in Matthew chapter 15, and we can read when the woman hear the Lord is saying to her that it is not right that he will throw the bread to the dogs. The woman answered him in verse 27, and she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. The woman, she was humiliated, she was rejected by the disciple, she was insulted, and even when the Lord told her, it is not right that I would take the meat of the children, the bread of the sheep of Israel, and to cast it to dog, because the woman was a Canaanite woman, she did not say no, she said truth. The Lord recommend her faith. We can read verse 28. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Her daughter, she was demon possessed, and as the mother humbled herself and showed her unworthiness toward all the mercies of the Lord, the Lord also blessed her and the demon of her daughter had left her. In the same way, we have struggles, we have trials, as Jacob, have a next appointment tomorrow. He have a big battle and he need to go forward with the humility before the Lord, and he want the Lord to work in the heart of his enemies so he would find also favor in their eyes. In verse 10, book of Genesis chapter 32, verse 10, we will observe and we will analyze the prayer of Jacob. Jacob said to the Lord, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant, for with my staff I pass over this Jordan, and now I become two bands. Jacob speak here about the mercies of God to him, not one mercy but mercies, mercies in the past and mercies in the present and mercies for the future according to the promises of the Lord. You must understand all what you have is part and is the outcome of God's mercy in your life. You have no merit of any thing, even the least or the biggest thing that you have is and are, they are the mercies of God. We can learn that how meanly and humbly Jacob speaks of himself. He did not acknowledge his own merit about anything. Jacob said to the Lord, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies. You know, we know that Jacob was a man, and in many occasions, we know that he was arguing with Laban and insisted about his right and his merit. But when he prayed to the Lord, he did not say, this is my right, Lord, you must give me this, Lord. No, he say, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies. You must understand. And we must understand that the best and the greatest of men are utterly unworthy of the least favor from God. You must know that we are dust, and whatever things we may think, it's for us that it should be for us that it will be the wrong way of thinking. As long as humble ourselves, we consider ourselves unworthy of these privileges, then we can meet the requirement of the Lord, and the Lord will give more than what we think and imagine. Those who are best prepared for the greatest mercies of God, they are the people who see themselves unworthy of the least of the mercies of God. As we continue to humble ourselves, and that is where the core of suffering, and that is the core of this particular message about suffering. As we humble ourselves, then we can meet the blessing and we can receive the blessings of the Lord. Jacob thankfully owes God's goodness to him in his exile when he said to the Lord, "With my staff I pass over this Jordan." Jacob, when he left his home family, his father and mother, and he ran away from his brother, he only had in his hand a staff. Nothing else was with him. No money, no food, no extra clothes. And now he said to the Lord, "And now I am become two bands." Jacob multiplied. He has wives, children, maidservants, flocks, camels, donkeys, sheep, oxen, and a lot of things that the Lord had blessed him with. I am become two bands. Actually, in facing the threats of his brother Esau, he divided his family into two bands. Yet, when he was speaking about the mercies of God and when he was telling about the goodness of God to him, he said, "Now I have two bands." Even he was forced to divide his family because he thought that if my brother will come and smite one, then I have the rest there. If his brother will come and smite the flocks and maidservant, he will have another group is preserved. But when it's coming to speak about the goodness of God in his life, he considered it as a mercy of God, and he thanks the Lord for it. Jacob pleaded to God in verse 11, "Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children." What we learn from here, do not be shy in telling God your fears. God will consider all your fears. Fear is the factor that quicken prayer, and God wants us to pray when we are afraid. Jacob was not afraid of his brother Esau because his brother is a robber, but his brother is a murderer. Jacob was afraid not that his own life, but that the mothers, the children, those who are with him, who left their native soil and come with him, he was afraid that Esau will kill him. That's why he earnestly prayed, not only for himself, "Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children." Jacob insisted especially upon the promise of God that the Lord had made to him. In verse 9, when he prayed, he told the Lord, "Which says unto me, return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee." The Lord told him, "You go back and I will take care of you." And also in verse 12, in the close of his prayer, "And thou sayest, I will surely do thee good and make the seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered." The best we can say to God in a prayer is what he has said to us. What the Lord had promised us, we pray according to the promises of the Lord that he said to us. "I will surely do thee good And also the Lord say in verse 12 that he will multiply his seed, and Jacob said to the Lord, his promise, and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. These are the promises of the Lord to the families, the mercies of God to the families. We can pray to the Lord to have, he will have mercy on our families and make them multiply. In Psalm 112 verse 2 we can read, his children will be mighty in the land, the generation of the upright will be blessed. We can pray that, Lord, you promise that the generation of the upright will be blessed. That we pray to the Lord, you say that our children will be mighty in the land, that your word come true, Lord. Fulfill your word to us, O Lord. And also in we can pray according to Psalm 102 verse 28. The children of your servants will live in your presence, their descendants will be established before you. We can say to the Lord that you promise that our children, my children, Lord, will live in your presence. And my descendant, our descendants, our family's descendants will be established before you. We can say all these promises to God and what he had promised us. We need to stand on the word of God. But the bottom line of the prayer of Jacob is his humility, his unworthiness before the Lord. He said, I am unworthy of the least of all your promises. And we know that after his prayer, he arranged his family, and he arranged his servants, and he arranged the gift, the present that he is going to send to his brother Esau. And we can read verse 13 onward, and he lodged there that same night, and he took of that which came to his hand a present for Esau his brother. As he prayed, the Lord inspired him to do this, to give gift to his brother. 200 she goats and 20 he goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 milch camels with their colts, 40 kine and 10 bulls, 20 she asses and 10 foals. And he delivered them into the hand of his servants. Pass over before me and put a space betwixt drove and drove. And he commanded the foremost, saying, when Esau my brother meeteth thee and asketh thee, saying, whose art thou? And whither goest thou? And whose are these before thee? Then thou shalt say, they be thy servants, Jacob. It is a present sent unto my lord Esau, and behold, also he is behind us. And so commanded he the second and the third and all that followed the drop, saying, on this manner shall ye speak unto Esau when ye find him, and say ye, moreover, behold, thy servant Jacob is behind us, for he said, I will appease him with the present that goeth before me, and afterward I will see his face, peradventure he will accept of me. And truly that was God's inspiration to him, because that might be God's solution for the heart of Esau to be touched. But in fact, the prayer that Jacob offered to the Lord paved the way as he humbled down before God. The attitude of Jacob show a deep repentance of all wrong decisions, and he come to know that if the Lord will not save me now, all my tricks, all my strength, all my understanding, all my own ways and my own power will not be of a help to me at this time of struggle. And verse 21, so went the present over before him, and himself lodged that night in the company. And he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two woman servants and his 11 sons and passed over the for Jabbok, and he took them and he sent them over the brook, and he sent over that he had. So here he sent everyone, and in verse 24 we can read, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, and he wrestled with him, and he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. So here in verse 27, verse 28, Jacob name was changed to Israel, and also he become a prince and has the power with God and with man, and has prevailed. Verse 29, and Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which is shrunk, which is upon the hollow of the thigh unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrunk. Very beautiful incidents that Jacob had with the Lord, and is a good example and teaching for us. You know, Jacob desired to pray more, to intercede more for the next coming day, and he finds himself with the Lord once again. Jacob wrestling with the angel, and he was prevailing. You know, in Hosea chapter 12 verse 4, this incident also is mentioned. And we will read Hosea chapter 12 verse 4, then we can understand more about that incident. Yay! He had power over the angel and prevailed. He wept and made supplication unto him. He found him in Bethel, and there he spake with us. Jacob struggled with the angel and overcame him. He wept and begged for his favor. The Lord found him at Bethel and talked with him there. You know, while Jacob was praying and he was earnest in prayer, when he was left alone, stirring up himself to take hold on God, he wanted to be with God, he wanted to embrace God, he wanted God to be with him, because he need to face Esau as a brother, the big danger that is ahead of him next day. While he was trying to reach God, an angel took hold on him. We must learn that when we are struggling in this, we need to take hold on God. And while Jacob was trying to take hold on God, an angel of the Lord engaged with him. Verse 24, we read, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. How the engagement between Jacob and the angel, but we can speak about that. It was a single combat, hand to hand. They were fighting hand to hand. No one of them had any assistant. The angel was alone. Jacob was alone. Jacob now was full of fear about the interview of what he expects tomorrow, next day, with his brother. And now what we find here, that in addition to the trial that Jacob has, that tomorrow he need to face his brother, God himself seemed to come forth against him as an enemy to oppose his entrance into the land of promise. You know, God, as if he was blocking him and not permitting him to follow his wives and children whom he had sent for. You know, Hosea chapter 12 verse 4 tell us how Jacob wrestled with the Lord. It mentions he wept and made supplication with a prayer and tears. Prayer and supplication and tears and crying to God was his weapons. So what we understand here, it was not only, you know, fighting with a body hand to hand, but spiritual wrestling by faith, by prayer, and by holy desire to be with the Lord and to have God on his side. So it was a spiritual wrestling, and in the same way for us, the spiritual seed of Jacob, as we pray, as we cry to God, as we plead with the Lord, then still we are wrestling with God, and we will receive from the Lord the blessing that Jacob was reasoning with God, not only for himself, but for his descendant, for his children, for the seeds of God, for the disciples, for the people of God, that under our care, that Edom, Esau, want to fight. What was the outcome of that engagement, of that wrestle? Jacob kept his ground. Jacob stood firm. You know, we can read verse 25. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. Jacob stood firm. He did not give way to defeat. He continued to pray. He wrestled with the Lord. Lord, please, you help me. You guide me. And when God said, there's no way, the angel of the Lord, he said that I cannot overcome him. He touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Though the struggle continued long, the angel prevailed not against Jacob. That is what we learn, that whatever fear that Jacob had at that night, that did not shake his faith nor silence his prayer. It was not in his own strength that he wrestled, nor by his own strength that he prevailed, but in and by the strength derived from heaven. We cannot prevail with God by our own strength. It is by the Holy Spirit we receive help and strength from the Lord. We must understand this, that whatever battle we may have, as we continue to pray, we receive strength from God the Holy Spirit. You know, in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 26, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with a groaning which cannot be uttered. Jacob has a problem. He does not know how to do it, how the outcome. It is beyond his imagination. He started to pray, and he found God with him. He found that as if God against him, but he did not give up. He continued to pray. We find here that the Spirit of the Lord helped him to stand firm and overcome, to prevail with God and with men. The angel put out Jacob's sight to show him that what he could do, and that it was God he was wrestling with, for no man could disjoint his thigh with a touch. This God saying to Jacob, this is what I can do. You are with God. God with you. And also, we must understand that wrestling believer in prayer and fasting, they will get glorious victories. Even if we will get physical disabilities, even God allow that we have physical disabilities, as he allow that the joint of the hip of Jacob to be dislocated out of the cups of the hip, to show him that he is the Lord and he do what it pleases to him. Paul also wrestled with God in a prayer, and the Lord sent him a thorn in the flesh, but as he prayed, the Lord assured him that his grace is sufficient to him. Therefore, Paul said, therefore, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, therefore I take a pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Wrestling believer, even when we have physical disabilities and infirmities, we are strong. For we know that when we are weak, then that is the time we are strong. The angel requested Jacob to let him go, you know, in verse 26, and he said, let me go, because it was now the time, it's the daytime, and Jacob should go to his work, should follow up his family, he should do his responsibility. And the angel of the Lord told him, let me go. But what was the response of Jacob? Jacob persists in his holy request to God. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. He not allowed the angel of God to move away from him. He not allowed God to move away from him. You know, he was in that situation. He does not know what will happen to his family or what had happened to him, to them, what will happen to him. But he resolved to make the best of every opportunity. He resolved to make the best of that opportunity, that he will not allow God to move away from him unless that he bless him. He was begging God for a blessing. He was wrestling with the Lord. His hip was dislocated. I don't know if it was with a pain or without pain, but he knew already that he is even with a physical infirmities, but yet he resolved, he decided that I will not let the Lord pass me by without blessing me. We must know that as we receive the blessing of Christ in prayer, we must be, and we have to be, in continuous earnest prayer unto the Lord. It is the fervent prayer that is the effective prayer that will bring the blessing of God. The angel of God, not only he put out his thigh and his hip joint, but he put a permanent mark of honor upon him by changing his name, verse 27 and 28. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God. He is a prince with God, has a power with God and with men, and has prevailed. He is a prince indeed, that is a prince with God, and those are truly noble, that are mighty in prayer indeed. When we pray and continue to pray, we have the honor from the Lord. But this is not all what Jacob was blessed, not only that he is a prince with God, he prevailed with God, to have a power with God, he shall have also power with men too. Having prevailed for a blessing from heaven, he shall also no doubt prevail for a blessing and favor in the life of his brother Esau. We must understand, you must understand, church must understand, that whatever enemies we have, if we can but make God our friend, we are very well. Jacob took God to his side in this night after he prayed. God led him what to do. After he sinned, all what he had ahead of him, he stayed with the Lord. As he continued to pray, the Lord engaged with him, and he found himself with the angel of the Lord, and he received the blessing that he was waiting, and Jacob was dismissed by God with a blessing, and And the Lord blessed him, as we can read in verse 29, and he verse 29, and he blessed him there. Jacob also, if you read verse 29, desired to know the angel's name, that he might, according to his capacity, do him honor. But that request was denied, that he might not be too proud of his conquest, nor think he had the angel as such an advantage as to oblige him to what he pleased. But instead of telling him his name, he gave him his blessing, which was the thing that Jacob wrestled. For he blessed him there, and that blessing is to ratify, to confirm God's blessing that formally, that at the beginning, the Lord promised him. Therefore, Jacob went forward with the blessing that he wrestled for, and he had the blessing of God, the fruit of his prayer. And also in the same way for us, as we struggle with the Lord in a prayer, we have the blessing of the prayer, the blessing of the every seed of a prayer that we utter unto our God. Also Jacob gave a new name to the place. He called Penuel. It means the face of God, because there he had seen the appearance of God and obtained the favor of God. You know, the word Penuel and the name that Jacob gave to the place, the name he gives to the place preserves and perpetuates not the honor of his victory, but only the honor of God's free grace. He does not say, in this place I wrestled with God and prevailed, but in this place I saw God face to face and my life was preserved. Those whom God honors should take shame to themselves and cherish the mercies of God and his grace to them. Some people, when the Lord bless them, when the Lord answer their prayer, when the Lord will take them out of troubles, they will start to speak about their victories and they start to boast. They will say, we are good because I am fine and I am very good. God knows my heart. That's why God is blessing me. That's why God answered my prayer. That was why God delivered me. But Jacob say that I saw the face of God and I thank the Lord he did not kill me. I thank the Lord that my life is still preserved. And I thank the Lord for everything that he gave me, not because I am good, but because he is good. The humility, the unworthiness towards the grace of God. This is what we need for tomorrow battles with our enemies, with those who does not wish us good. The memorandum Jacob carried of this meeting is in his body. In verse 31 we can read, he halted on his thigh. Some they think he continued to do this. He was limping all the day of his life. And so, and if he continued with a limping thigh, he had already received the honor and the comfort he obtained by the struggle that he had with the Lord, and he was blessed in his seed, and we are, even till this very day, we are blessed with the blessing that he received from God. He carry in his body the mark of the Lord. You might be passing through hardship as you struggle in prayer and fasting. You might get the mark of God, some physical disabilities, but as long as you receive the blessing of the Lord for you and your seeds and your descendants and your children, as long as we receive the blessing of the Lord for us, for our children, for our disciples, for our congregation and the churches and the workers and the next generation, we are glad with that. You know, the inspired traditional custom which the seed of Jacob had in remembrance of this, they never eat of the sinew or muscle by which the hip bone is fixed in his cup. You know, in this way they preserve the memory of the story, and that they give to their children to inquire of them about the story, and they will explain to them. And for us, as we read this, it is not that we will not eat the meat from that part of the animals, but it is a memory for us. And still, we can make the best of it about the mercy of God and about our obligations to pray, to humble down before the Lord, to suffer in the humility and unworthiness to Christ, that we may now keep up our communion with God in prayer, in humility, in faith, in hope, and in love. Lord, I thank and I praise you for your word to your church and your people. I pray, O God, and I thank you that the purpose of this message had been accomplished in the name of Jesus, and you will receive the fruit that you desire to see in the life of your servant, in the life of your church and your people. Raise up more humble servants of yours, Lord, those among us. And Lord, even myself, Lord, and everyone who listen this word of yours, lead us as you have led Jacob, as we face hardship and trials and we are in fear. Oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, that we'll be abiding your will. Oh God, be fervent in prayer. You will humble down. You can see our unworthiness toward all your graces and your mercies. Oh Lord, open our eyes to see that we are dust. Oh Lord, and all what we have, oh God, is from you, Lord. I pray that your mercy and your grace upon our families make it multiply. Oh God, our descendants and our disciples, multiply them, increase. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, take this message and make it reach those who need it. Those who are willing to hear your word, take this message, Lord, to them, and let your purpose prevail. Oh Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Christ's name. Amen. أنا عبيد.